Well, it's that time again. Time for persiflage number 18. Well, I guess it's not that time again because this is the first time that we're doing number 18. Last time, if you remember, we did persiflage podcast number 17. So, logically, we've moved on to 18. Okay, so this one was originally published on July 19th, 2001. And the tagline says, "Big Brother is not only watching you, but right now he's eating that leftover tuna you were saving." So, that's not good news. And the first article is an essay entitled, "What the Hell's Going On Here Lately Anyway?" And it's by Hugh Briss. So here goes. A lot of you have been asking, not me thankfully, why life has been so much less satisfying lately, the last 3 weeks. Well, just for your edification and possible entertainment, hereafter follows an explanation, although not necessarily a lucid one. I'm sure everyone here remembers the harmonic convergence a few years back. Not sure? Just to refresh those TV-addled memories, in 1990, I don't remember exactly when, everything in the universe lined up really nicely, and as a result, a whole bunch of good stuff happened. Although, I can't remember what that was either. What we are going through now is something called the moronic conversion. This is also an astronomical phenomenon of epic proportion, but its character is vastly different from the harmonic convergence. Whereas the convergence was a lovely new age thingy that resulted in a lot of nice tofu dinners and a massive increase in incense sales, this moronic conversion is a whole different kettle of fish. What happens in a moronic conversion? Apparently these things occur about every 1,000 years or so, so you can't really say they're rare, is that all the negative and somewhat dopey energy in the universe that is left floating around in the atmosphere after, say, a federal election or a sweeps week or a fishing derby, begins to collect in little pools, not of the Mr. Turtle variety, called bad energy pools. These bad energy pools swirl around not doing much until the gravitational pull of the sun, or is it the moon, which is affected by the motion of the other planets and stars, drags these things into a sort of line. Then they are converted into a form of pure energy that affects all human interaction, not in a good way. When that happens, oh boy. Well, that's what's happening now. So if you feel crappy and think you're losing your mind, not to worry. It's the moronic conversion. Or maybe you are losing your mind. If you are, it won't be any better after next week, which is when this whole thing is supposed to peter out. Good luck. Hugh Briss. Well, that's interesting that that one showed up this week, because we had the eclipse this week too, so that's, if I'm not entirely mistaken, an astronomical phenomenon as well. Next up, a poem by Parker Fish entitled "Mantra of the Indolent." I like a big bed and a fridge full of food, but the thing I like best is nothing to do. Well, I would second that. I like that. I like all of those things, too. And next we have a second essay by Hugh Briss, which is entitled "Concerning the Pointless." Here goes. I can't say that I particularly agree with this trend of utterly pointless articles being printed in newspapers, magazines, reviews, and the like. I think there should be a solid thesis informing any work in print or hoping to someday find its way into print. I was speaking to an old article friend of mine on the phone the other day about this very thing. He was written in the late... he doesn't want me to disclose his age. At any rate, he is not a recent article, and it is his firmly held belief that most, if not all, new articles are written by idiots. Not a subtle article, my friend, but therein, he would say, lies his strength. When he was a mere outline, he learned to be forthright and honest. All his paragraphs have a point, and they all build steadily to an ineluctable conclusion. There was none of this incessant and aimless rambling, he says, entertainment at the expense of information. After I hung up the phone, I went to the fridge to make myself a sandwich. The conversation had been long and intense, and I was hungry. On the way to the kitchen, I noticed an unpaid visa bill in the hall on the sort of half-table thingy that we got as a wedding gift from my wife's aunt. Well, actually, she's one of those pseudo-aunts. She's an old friend of my wife's mother, who all the kids called aunt, or more probably auntie, when they were growing up. Auntie. Now, there's an interesting word. There's really no equivalent for uncle. No one says unky. Really? Unk, maybe. Perhaps unka. But it's nowhere near as ubiquitous or indeed natural as auntie. I myself had several aunties when I was growing up. They always seemed to give better birthday and Christmas presents than my actual blood relations. I wonder why that is. Hubris. Oh, my goodness. Next, it says, a heftier dose of quotes. And there does appear to be a number of them. So here goes. Old men inevitably acquire a certain craftiness. But more important, they acquire a sense of indifference to the squabblings of this world. Peace and survival. Those are the important things. Otto Friedrich. The general tendency of things throughout the world is to render mediocrity the ascendant power among mankind. John Stuart Mill. Reading ability just sufficient to spell out the advertisements is all that is demanded in our culture. Gershon Legman. It is the theory which decides what we can observe. Albert Einstein. Whoever squanders labor is robbing the community. Walter Rathenau. Brilliant is a stupid word to use about people. Salka Virtel. I know very well that without God's grace there is nothing good in me, and that I am as much a piece of useless, stinking shit as anyone else, if not more. Cardinal of Mainz. Chancellor of the Holy Roman Empire. That's pretty negative. And here's some excitement. Brand new classified section. So the persiflage this week ends with a series of classified ads, which I will now read aloud. Wanted. One very small pair of pants, but must be large enough for a medium-sized badger. Suitable for church or school. Reply, Box 101. Single man seeks woman for road trip to Sanford in mid-August. Object companionship. Must enjoy camels. Reply, Box 227. For sale, transcripts of the TV series Small Wonder in the original German. Inquiries, Box 132. Why not subscribe to Badger Fanciers Monthly, only $37.95 per year, for 9 issues? Write to Badger Fanciers Monthly, Box 908, Fuzzy Thing, Wyoming, 09876. Work at Home. Internationally renowned company seeks individuals willing to dispose of toxic waste in their own homes. Top dollars paid. Send criminal record and blurry photo to Box 53. Willing to trade any pre-Gulf War kitchen utensils, if in good condition, for tapes of me singing Hail to the Chief in a funny voice. Reply to Box 657. And finally, take out an ad in Persiflage. Increase your market by 3 or 4 not very discerning individuals. Only $10, maximum 40 words. Well, I guess that offer isn't really open anymore, but I thought I'd read it out anyway. And so that's it for this week. We'll be back next week with Persiflage number 19. We're only 2 weeks away from Persiflage number 20, and 3 away from Persiflage number 21, if you're keeping track. Anyway, that's it for now. Goodbye.